Police Department and Cottonwood County Sheriff's Office were also on scene. This remains under investigation. Jackson County Sheriff's Office reported on the 11th a minor one-vehicle accident in Jackson with no injuries. Deputies took a report of a theft at a Jackson business, and a deputy assisted the Wyndham ambulance with a medical in Christiana Township. On the 12th, a 26-year-old male from Jackson was arrested on a probation violation, and a deputy received a report of a mail scam in which the local resident was told they had won some money. A fake check was included for $1,700. The instructions were to cash it and keep $400, but return the remaining $1,300. The St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church Bazaar Fall Festival is happening Sunday. Starting at 8 a.m., the Heavenly Bake Shop and White Elephant Shop will be open. Turkey dinner with all the fixings is from 11 to 1. Advance tickets are $12, available at the church office or available at the door for $13. Carry-out dinners are available starting at 10:30 a.m. The raffle drawing and bingo begins following dinner. There will also be a farmer's market and lots of kids' games. Bingo cards are $1 each or 3 for $2. There will be 15 games played with a payout of $5 or a possible choice of a pie. Don't miss this fun day at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church, located at 532 17th Street in Wyndham. The weather is changing, and DVHHS is looking for coats, gloves, mittens, snow pants, and boots for the annual Cottonwood County Coats for Kids Drive. Please consider donating your gently used and clean winter clothing to help a child in need. Donations will be taken until September 19th. Drop-off locations include Runnings, Wyndham Area Health, Wyndham Baptist Church, Wyndham Dollar General, First United Methodist Church, Lutheran Church of Our Savior, BARC, First Presbyterian Church, and the Gathering Church in Bingham Lake. Distribution for Wyndham will be on Saturday, September 24th at BARC from 10 to 1. Distribution in Mountain Lake is scheduled for October 4th. If you would like more information, please call Luke at 507-847-6390. Wyndham Area Health, Wyndham Police Department, EMS and Wyndham Fire Department are joining forces to help improve the overall blood supply at the Wyndham Area Health during the annual Heroes Behind the Badges Blood Drive event. The friendly competition blood drive will be held on Monday, September 19th from 9 to noon and 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Wyndham Area Health, with donor registration located inside the lobby. Donors can log on to www.cbblifeblood.org to schedule an appointment or call 605-331-3222. All who donate will receive a certificate for a DQ gift card and an All-American Blood Donor t-shirt. Donors must be 17 years old or 16 with a signed parent consent form found on the registration site. You must weigh at least 110 pounds and be in good health. A valid identification is required at the time of registration. With policies associated in addressing COVID-19, only donors with appointments will be accepted at this blood drive event. Executive Director of Community Blood Bank, Ken Varstig, stated, "We are reaching a point where we cannot keep up with the demand for blood. There has been a sharp decline in overall donations due to the newest strand of COVID, reducing the number of donors that are eligible to give." He went on to say, "Local volunteers are the only way we will improve the overall blood supply for local patients." Community Blood Bank has been the sole blood provider to Wyndham Area Health for over 25 years. Come use your superpowers and join the Heroes Behind the Badge Blood Drive Monday, September 19th. I'm Laura White, and that's your KDOM News.
We have no current funeral announcements at this time.
You're in tune to KDOM Wyndham, 1580 AM and 103.1 FM online at WyndhamRadio.com. It's 84 degrees here at the KDOM studios. It's now time for Coach's Corner. Yes, it's time now for Coach's Corner right here on KDOM, where we sit down and we chat with all of the coaches around the area. Tonight, we're going to be speaking with the football coaches from Heron Lake, Okabena, Fulda, Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, Mountain Lake area, and Wyndham. And we'll also be talking with the volleyball coach from the Wyndham area Eagles. That's all coming up tonight on Coach's Corner.
When you choose United Prairie Bank, you'll find a true local, family-owned community bank. Personal service, rewarding checking, and other incentives that are waiting for you at United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there. Member FDIC.
Of quality. 8301353. Coron's Electric today.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Curry of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Football. Coach, another tough one last week here as we're a couple weeks into the season now, and you guys took a loss to Grand Meadow 36-6. Can you talk just a little bit about the matchup and what went wrong for you guys?
We knew Grand Meadow was going to be a tough matchup because they're so physical and aggressive, and you know, they're a team that's obviously been a powerhouse for, you know, a decade and a half at this point in Minnesota football. So I think we knew what we're getting into, and we actually felt like we took some pretty good steps forward. Despite the score, I think defensively especially, we really made them earn it. We made them kind of drive down the field. They scored on the first play of the game. They got us on a play action, and we had one missed tackle, and he was gone. And from then on, you know, it was kind of a ground game where, you know, they really had to earn it. And we gave them a short field one time. We turned it over on downs. And other than that, it was pretty good defensively for us. And I think our defense is starting to kind of come into their own as far as knowing, you know, gap integrity and being aggressive. Offensively, we just couldn't get anything going. We couldn't sustain drives. And we struggled. And kind of our youth shows up a little bit more offensively in terms of it takes us a little while to get going. So we started to gain momentum towards the second half, but I do think we took some steps forward. Maybe just weren't as big of steps as we'd like to take forward. So hopefully we talk about getting better every snap.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, you mentioned it, you know, trying to take one step at a time or take some steps forward. And things aren't getting much easier with Hills Beaver Creek coming to town, another team, you know, that had a successful season last year. They've kind of been a powerhouse the last couple of years, and they lose some key guys, but it seems like they always kind of just reload the following year, and they're having another good one this year. What are some keys headed in to this week that you'll have to kind of see from your team and try to key in on as you take on the Patriots?
Yeah, Hill seems to they kind of just reload. You know, they always have waves of kids behind them, but they've certainly lost an impressive two senior classes the last 2 years. So they are certainly a challenge. We know them well; we've played them a whole bunch. Their quarterback, Sawyer Bosch, is a sophomore. He is one of the fastest kids in the conference. Really tough matchup. I mean, we have to try to neutralize him. You're never going to shut down a kid as talented as he is, but really neutralize him. And they do so much with motion and options that makes it tough to defend. And we've got to stay disciplined and be able to kind of corral him in the backfield and try to make them I'm not sure you're ever going to make Hills one-dimensional, but certainly make them force them into bad situations. And then offensively, it's just sustained drives. We have to be physical, break a big play once in a while, flip the field, and be able to get into the end zone. I think it's going to be a key starting for us. In terms of, we've been slow starters. We haven't really hit our stride both games until the second half. And we got to get something done in the first half to hang on. And then, you know, we feel like we can come on strong in the second half, but we have to stay in the game in the first half first. So I think those three things, you know, helping to corral, key on the quarterback, corral them in the backfield, stay disciplined, sustain some drives on offense, and then hit our stride early will help us, give us a chance to compete.
All right, Coach. Well, we're excited to see the Coyotes in action in person for the first time this season. We're looking forward to Friday. Appreciate you taking the time with us here on the Coach's Show. And again, we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Crystal Windshield Repair LLC is ready to answer the call. Braemar Powers will work with your insurance company and will come to your location and do the work. Make the call 831-3644. Crystal Windshield Repair, LLC of Window.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Red Rock Central. Coach, coming off a bye week this week, you had a lot of time to, you know, try and get things buttoned up, and you know it's you know tough to say that after you're coming off a two wins to start off this season. But I'm sure there's a lot of things that you saw that you wanted to kind of button up this week. Can you talk to us a little bit about how this bye week has gone for you guys headed into Renville County West this week?
Yeah, you know, I think it was a good time for us. You know, we played a fairly physical game against Mountain Lake a couple weeks ago now, and had some guys that had some dings and some ankles and a couple of tweaked knees and some things like that. So, hopefully we are going to be fully healthy going forward here for the rest of the week and into Friday night. As far as some things that we needed to work on, we tried to continue to focus on some of the little things, focus on some of that conditioning and, the getting the reps that you need to make sure you stay sharp in all aspects of the game. So, you only get 3 days of practice on a bye week, which was, good. It was our first week of school here. So, I think it fell on a good time for us, but we played physical for one day. We did some light stuff on the other 2 days, and started to put our game plan in piece by piece. And that way, when we got here on Monday, we could hit it going full speed ahead, and just jump right back into the flow of getting ready to play on Friday.
Absolutely, Coach. It's a big game this week here early in the season against a section opponent in Renville County West. You guys, from the outside looking in, a lot of people thinking the two best teams in the section are expected to be the two best teams in the section. And, you guys coming off two victories, pretty dominating victories when it comes to both sides of the football. And Renville County West coming off a win against Mountain Lake area in a sloppy, rainy football game. What are some keys headed into this ball game? I know you guys got some guys who, were key in that game that, you've talked about, getting dinged up, but what are some keys headed into Renville County West to try to pull off this victory?
I think they present a couple different challenges for us. They can match our size up front on both the offensive and defensive lines. Their second level defenders are solid, tacklers and do a good job of rallying to the football. And from their offensive game plan, they're very similar to us. Like they're gonna try to focus on running the football. They do it out of a little bit different, in a little bit different style than we do. We try to, under center I formation and push you around. They try to do it with a little bit of read option and some speed option, and at the same time try to come at you with a couple different backs. So, the their fullback, the Jansen kid, is a really good runner. He's a strong runner. He's a difficult tackle, so we're going to have to be sharp. Make sure we're wrapping up, running our feet, and rallying to the football. And then in passing situations, you can never, sit back and just let things happen. Their quarterback is a decent thrower. He's a fairly good runner. So, our pass rushers are going to have to make sure we get enough pressure, but at the same time, make sure we don't rush too far up the field and give them some open lanes. So there's all of those little things that you take into account. Offensively, we have to try to, keep up the momentum. Last season, I felt like our defense played good just about every week. It's just our offense had some sluggish games. So hopefully after, a good start, and having some confidence, we can keep that rolling. Going on the road, we weren't the best road team last year, so that's another hurdle that we're going to have to get over. But, I think it's a fairly even matchup across the board. We've seen this team, in our 5 years in nine-man, 10 times to be the 10th game, that was the 10th time we've played them in, 5 or 6 seasons. So we have lots of film. We have lots of experience against them. They're well-coached. Their coaches always have a good game plan, and it's a fun chess match, as the coach to try to see how you can do something that they're not ready for. And I feel like Ryan and Mike and those guys up there are probably thinking the same thing. So, hopefully, we can go out and put forth a solid effort and come out of there with a victory.
All right, perfect, Coach. Well, we wish you good luck on Friday night. Appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hi, this is Kathy Hansen at Five Star Realty. We bring buyers and sellers together for a positive experience. 921 3rd Avenue, or find us on the web, fivestarrealtypros.com. Service you deserve, people you trust. Five Star Realty of Wyndham.
Thrivent Financial wishes the Wyndham Eagles the best of luck. I'm Justin Espenson, your local financial professional. If you're interested in putting plans that align with your values into action, please call me at 877-408-4748.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Carter Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove. Coach, it's been a very odd first couple of weeks for you guys. You had the opening week, which was week zero, and this last week you guys had a Saturday game against Grenada Huntley East Chain Schumann Martin Luther. It was a afternoon game, sounded like it was a heck of a battle, but in the end, Grenada Huntley East Chain Schumann Martin Luther was able to come out with the victory 20-6. Can you just talk us through it? Talk us through this ball game. Some things you liked from your squad and some things you'll have to take away and try to improve on here in this bye week.
Yeah, we played the Saturday game, which was afternoon game, which is kind of cool for the kids to experience that. You really don't get to do that other than playoffs. Usually you got to be, the second round of the playoffs to play an afternoon game. So it was nice to play. The weather was beautiful, a lot better than it would have been playing Friday night. So the kids got it. Both teams got a treat that way. We came out. We took the ball right away. Just had some miscues. We came out pretty flat. We ended up punting right away, and Grenada took the ball on a 9-10 play drive, converting on fourth down once, and we're able to punch it in right away. So right away we found ourselves down 6-0. Right at the start of the ball game. And after that, we kind of got going offensively. However, we were forced to punt in that first quarter, and then our defense played pretty well. They continued. They moved the ball down. We were able to stop them two consecutive possessions with interceptions by Cole Curry and Brady Ross. Each had one apiece to stop their drives, And then we kind of got in some rhythm offensively, and we were able to put together a nice 14-play drive. We had some nice runs by Elijah Merrick, Cole Curry. We got our quarterback running the ball with Brady, and then Dan Cleveland played some fullback, so we were able to run some option with him to pick up some good yards, and we were able to put a nice drive together and able to punch it in. And then unfortunately we didn't convert the extra point. So it was 6-6 midway through the second. And then our defense really stepped it up and got the ball back. And we kind of got impatient a little bit, or I should say I did. And we went up top and their safety came over and made a nice interception. But give our defense credit. They got down to somewhere near the 20, 25-yard line, and we were able to stop them before half. So we went into the halftime 6-6, kind of a low-scoring game, kind of a strange 9-man game, but that's the score it was. It was just not a lot of possessions for each team in that first half, so just there weren't that many opportunities. And we kind of wasted a couple offensively, just not executing some sets and things like that. So 6-6 at halftime. Second half, we came out. We ended up kicking off, getting the ball back, and we continued. Cole Curry running some jet sweeps with Dan Cleveland countering off that. We were able to move the ball three straight times deep into their territory, and just not sure what the word would be, but just lack of execution. We were one block away on a couple possessions of turning, a big play. Give their kids credit. They were able to come up and make it and stop something. Another time we got inside the 30 and ended up with two holding penalties in a row. So that pushed us back and put us behind the chains. And Grenada did a good job taking the top off of our passing game. They were not going to let Cole Curry get behind them, and they didn't. So we had to go with all the underneath stuff. And with that, you're looking at getting 5-6 yards at a time, and you just can't be put back behind the sticks, and you know those holding penalties really put us behind the sticks and stopped another drive. So yeah, I think three consecutive drives we got inside their 30 or 40, and two times inside the 30, and we just weren't able to sustain the drive, and unfortunately we couldn't take the lead, and then about the 5 minute mark or 6 minute mark they were able to score to go up 12, and then we had going the game tying drive, we had some miscues, had a couple penalties and offsides on fourth down that put us behind the sticks or put us back a little ways, and we weren't able to score, and then they had it was kind of the last chance down to the 2.5 minute mark. They had 4th and 12, and their quarterback hit their tight end across the middle, and that kind of put the game away. And they ended up scoring on the drive to make it 20-6, and for all practical purposes, ended that game. So it was a good game. We did some really good things offensively, and really really good things defensively. We just need to eliminate our mistakes at the wrong time. Everybody makes mistakes, but the timing of those mistakes are crucial.
Absolutely, Coach. And you'll have this week here to try and shore up, those, small things that go on during the game that, you don't want to happen. It is a bye week for you guys and something that not all teams get, but, it's much deserved for you guys. And it's one of those, catch-22s types of situation, because you'd like to kind of, build off to the success from last week and, kind of get into a bit of a rhythm. But also, it's good to have a week to kind of focus on some certain things and also get some guys healthy.
Right, and that's the key. We're a little banged up. We've been going since August 8th. So getting kids healthy, just exactly what you said is exactly what's happening. We took, the rules say you can't practice all 5 days, and we wouldn't have done that anyway. So we're practicing 2 days. We're just working on specific aspects, some things we haven't worked on since camp, two-minute drill, prevent stuff, where you put a lot of time into it. Everybody reps that weekly, but just, really get back to that, get back to our base sets, go through some of the blocking schemes, but more importantly, just get some rest so there's not any hitting for basically 2 weeks. And the kids can, it actually worked out really well. Our volleyball game played 2 road games, so the kids could get there on time and just kind of relax have a nice, relaxing week and a Friday night off.
Perfect, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Remember Wyndham Quick Print. We design it, print it, and promote you. Wyndham Quick Print specializing in wide format printing, including indoor and outdoor signs, banners and vinyl, full color, teardrop and flag types, custom vinyl decals of all kinds. If you can dream it, we can design it.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwabach Ace Hardware has it all. They are committed to being the helpful place to offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwabach Ace Hardware of Wyndham. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Tim Kirk of Mountain Lake area. And it was a tough one last week, Coach, coming off a heck of a ball game against Renville County West. It was a sloppy one due to the weather. It was raining for a good chunk of it. And, we talked about heading into the ball game how Renville County West was one of the favorites in the section, and you guys were going to have to, play a solid game. And, it was close at halftime. I believe it was 7-6 for Renville County West. And, it was just one of those games. I'm sure it was frustrating for you that it just felt like, some mistakes at the wrong time, some penalties, kind of stopped some runs, and, it just felt like, the mistakes just added up and it ended up costing you guys to win.
Yeah, it did. And that's the tough part, is watching it the next game, because during the game itself, I felt we came out with physicality, we came out with confidence. We had talked the week before the Red Rock game, the inexperience and youth is over. Now it's time to play football. There's no excuses. And so we played real well, and then the next day watching tape, we had a couple costly turnovers. They had one also, but we lost the turnover ratio. We had some fourth down conversions and or dropped passes that had penalties. they actually we shut them down on fourth down, but then there was a penalty on us. So realistically, we had a very good shot at winning against a very good team. And like I told the kids, Renville County West has 7-8 starters back from last year's team that was one game away from U.S. Bank. So we've made strides. It was just tough to, you know, not get the win because I thought all of our energy was good. And it was tough as you watch it the next day, but we played real well. In fact, Renville County West, a couple of their kids, one of their coaches said we played very physical, and they even mentioned that, you know, we're going to be definitely better as the year goes on. But tough one to lose, but again, the Red Rock and Renville County West, first two games, I really feel they potentially both could be in the state tournament. And we didn't play very well against Red Rock, but we got better that game, and now we're getting better. Now we just have to get better. And we are this week in practice preparing for the next one. And, you know, it's not – I don't remember the last time we've been 0-2, so we're trying to promote that in practice that we got to keep working hard, and we have to. And if we do that, we are going to continue to get better, and we just have to prepare for a whole different type of team in Edgerton on Friday.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, you mentioned Edgerton, who last year was kind of in a similar situation to where you guys are this year. They had a lot of freshmen back there in the backfield and sophomore group, some guys that, you know, were very inexperienced. And, you know, Renville County West was physical. Edgerton's known for being physical as well. They really like to run the ball, you know, and do that power offense. Can you talk just a little bit about your expectations headed into Friday and some things that you're kind of keying in on?
Yeah, and that's the tough. I shouldn't say the tough part. It's fun usually, but we have to change defensively. We change our schemes probably weekly, depending on, you know, where you line up, what angles you take. And Edgerton's a new beast, and we're working on that this week. They like the 3 to 4 yards a time. We have to slow down their run. Not sure how much they'll pass. I know they got beat last week against Cedar Mountain, who's a very good team, and Cedar Mountain had a couple long plays. Otherwise, Edgerton was right in it. So. We're preparing for a team that likes to pound it. They're not going to pass a lot, so we have to come physically ready. They might be one of the most physical teams we see. And like you said, they have gotten a lot more experience from last year to this year. And I think they also have another kid back that didn't play last year. So they're a solid team, and we have to prepare for that. Offensively, when we play them, we have to put up points. We can't just score a touchdown. We're going to have to start scoring, you know, 3-4 touchdowns a game, and we're hoping we can do that Friday, but they'll be ready. I think we've had Edgerton the last few years. We've kind of blown them out pretty good, and good program, well coached, and it's at their place. And I know I think I've coached there 3-4 times. I think we've only won maybe once, and it's a tough place to play. It's a long drive, but again, it's a growing process with our kids. You got to get used to that, and you got to get out and play, because if we want to be where we're at, or want to be where we want to be at the end of the year, we have to go through this uncomfortable stuff going on the road against the physical team. And, you know, we had a great practice yesterday. We got to have another one today. And we just got to come out. I think, honestly, our goal is to, you know, if we can score a few touchdowns, I think we can win. But we have to take it play by play, because if Edgerton comes out and gets a lead on you, that's where Edgerton excels. If they get the lead on you, they're going to grind it out, and they're going to put together, you know, 8, 10, 12, 15 play drive. And the next thing you know, the whole quarter is gone. And if they get up by 2 touchdowns, they're probably one of the teams over the years that it's almost extremely hard to come back and catch. But it's going to be a good game. I know our kids are ready. The 0-2 is kind of starting to sink in on some of these guys. And I know, you know, the young, the youth and all that, that's out the door. But, you know, it's kind of weird. The community, town, school, and a lot of other people I don't know much about maybe football are kind of concerned about what's going on, but we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine, but we just have to put it all together Friday for a shot to win. Again, the turnovers, I think we've lost the turnover battle both weeks. We can't do that. We cannot do that. We're trying to stress it, and I know kids don't try to fumble and they don't try to throw interceptions, but you can work on a couple little things that can maybe prevent one here or there, and we'll work on that too.
All right, Coach. Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Regular wellness visits with a primary care provider at Sanford Health can lead to better overall health. Because better health care starts with a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Higley Ford Sales Company is your trusted Ford dealership in Windham and the reason why our loyal customers keep coming back. They offer an extensive new and pre-owned inventory as well as lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. They are dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of our community. They look forward to seeing you.
We're here on KDOM Sports as we're talking with Coach Adam Farag of the Windham Area Eagles. And Coach, another tough one, another one in the books. What seemed to be working against the Eagles tonight?
Well, I'd say one thing offensively that we didn't really execute as well as we should have. We saw some nice things out of the run game, but we had some drops, and you know, with a team that, you know, we obviously throw the ball a little bit more now than we used to. So for a team that likes to throw it around a lot, or not a lot, but you know, decent amount, yeah. We you know, kind of struggled catching the ball, and you know, just didn't really execute our stuff the way that we should have and the way that we know we can.
Yeah, and you and I were talking before we started recording here. It just seemed that once, you know, Maple River got into that run game, it was really hard for the Eagles to come back and try to stop them. And their one running back or wideout, Harris, he seemed to be just dominating on the field here tonight.
Yeah, they had I mean, that's a talented team. You know, they were able to get us with a lot of outside stuff, got us some stuff otherwise, but that's a talented team. But I think defensively, we did improve from last week in terms of our tackling. And, you know, it's just more stuff that, you know, that we'll see on film and we'll be able to work on in practice.
Yeah, and I mean, no rest for the weary. You guys got basically this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, then you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to practice, and then you guys are going to be right back on the road taking on Laverne in Laverne on their home turf on Thursday. So what are you going to be looking for in practice to work on in film? You mentioned a couple of things. Is there anything else that you guys are going to be working on?
I mean, it's still just going to be execution. I mean, that's going to be number one for us. You know, our effort looked a lot better tonight. I mean, we did see a lot of nice things still, but there's just going to be, like I said, a lot to see on film that we'll get together, you know, coaches wise, and then for Monday we'll have ourselves a good game plan, we feel, for Laverne.
All right, very good. And as you and I are talking right now, the skies have just opened up a little bit. It was raining a little bit during the game, kind of a light rain, but it's kind of hard now. Do you suppose that the weather and the slickness of the ball had anything to do with what happened here tonight?
I mean, I don't like to use that as, you know, an excuse or anything like that. I mean, we did have a few drops, you know, but as far as us, you know, they were able to score plenty of points. So, I mean, we can't use weather as an excuse. We just got to go out there and execute our stuff better.
All right, very good, Coach. Well, we'll talk with you later on this week as we get ready for Laverne on Thursday. We'll probably have that right here on WindhamRadio.com and KDOM. But any other thoughts and comments about tonight's game?
Just go Eagles.
All right, go Eagles. That's Coach Adam Farag of the Windham Area Eagle football program right here on KDOM Sports.
Is a sports injury keeping you on the sidelines? Windham Area Health's Rehab Department will work with you to design a sports rehabilitation program to suit your individual needs. To get back in the game, call Windham Area Health's Rehab Department at 831-0634.
Mountain Lakes City and Municipal Utilities value each member of our community. We strive to build confidence in community through efficient and caring people working in our water, wastewater, electric, streets, parks, cemetery, police, fire, ambulance, library, economic development, and administration departments. The City of Mountain Lake and Municipal Utilities, we're here for you.
Joined now on KDOM Sports by Coach Crystal Fass of the Windham Area Volleyball Program. Coach, how we doing?
Doing good. Thanks for asking, Eric.
Yeah, no problem. So it's been a hot minute since you and I actually had a sit down and had a conversation. You guys are actually doing pretty good so far this season. You went the distance against Worthington on the 8th, and then you guys had a tournament over the weekend, and you guys were up at Pipestone last night as we are recording this. So tell us a little bit about the last couple of matchups that your girls have had.
Yeah, we've had these first 2 weeks here of school, not only are we starting school, but we've got a lot of volleyball in here. So, last Thursday, the 8th, we hosted Worthington. Had a great, awesome, incredible crowd, fan base. We were down 0-2. Not that we played bad in sets 1 and 2. We just, you know, had a few things, dug ourselves a hole and hard to get out of. But then, I tell you what, these girls, I'm so incredibly proud of them. They showed heart, grit, determination, and came back and won the last three sets. So it was a really exciting night. Worthington, a darn good volleyball program. You know, they've really improved over these last several years and just have tremendous athletes. So I can't say enough about our girls and how mentally they just overcame so much. You know, yes, physically we cut back on errors and we did things on our side of the net that helped. But being down 0-2 is a big mental hurdle to get over. So I'm really proud of our mental part of the game on last Thursday. And then, Saturday we headed to Laverne for a tournament. We opened up and beat Adrian 2-0. We lost to Edgerton Public 1-2 and then ended up losing to Laverne in the championship 1-2. Overall, you know, the girls and I, we've talked about it, not our best performance, but we win as a team, we lose as a team. We discussed it, we broke it down. You know, I talked to the girls about the things that we can learn from losses. You know, mistakes happen, own them, admit them, learn from them, and move on. And that's what we had decided to, you know, we were going to do. And then we headed to Pipestone. We had one day to turn around and get ready for Pipestone. And Pipestone's really good. You know, they're senior dominant. Their whole squad is seniors. They've got a couple really nice hitters in the middle. They got a nice middle and a nice outside that have played a lot of volleyball. The one thing we did in Pipestone is we got ourselves into holes right away at the beginning of each set, and you know, unfortunately ended up losing 0-3. But a lot of positives came out of that match. You know, like I told the girls, we definitely didn't need to hang our heads. It's not that we played bad. We made a lot of good plays. The girls did what we asked of them for prepping for Pipestone. It was just a matter of, you know, Pipestone beat us. You know, two out of those three sets were 2 points. I think one was 26-28 and the other one was 25-27. So it wasn't that we got blown out. We just came up short.
Yeah, and you know what, from what I've seen and from what I have heard over the last six or seven regular season games here, you guys, you guys sometimes get into that hole, but like you said, you dig yourself out, and you know, sometimes you guys come out on top, but I mean, other times, unfortunately, it's the other way. But you cannot fault the girls for fighting their hardest.
No, and that goes back to the mental part of the game. You know, we've got two parts of our mental game right now that we need to get, you know, that we need to work on, or not work on, but we have our mental part that when we are down, we battle back, we dig hard, we get down and gritty and dig in our hearts and grip battle. But what we need to do is we need to come out ready to, you know, ready to play. So that mental part of coming out from that first serve and not getting ourselves down into a hole. You know, I think about Pipestone, that second set in Pipestone, we lost 25-18, I think, but at one point we were down 17-8. So just not getting into those big holes, you know, like I told the girls last night in Pipestone, we don't get ourselves into a hole. The outcome of that set, the outcome of the match could be completely different.
All right, very good. Yeah, and, you know, no rest for the weary. Sorry. But you guys have another game tomorrow. As we were recording this on a Wednesday, you guys played Tuesday, and then you have today off today for practice, and then you guys are playing a doubleheader against a team you saw over the weekend. So what's the mindset of the girls going into that?
Well, the nice thing about that is, you know, seeing them over the weekend, it's a plus and a minus, I guess. Overall, I would have rather not played Laverne, knowing we play them again, and, you know, this week. But we got to see some things. You know, obviously Laverne got the same thing on us. Things that we hopefully can clean up on our side of the net to be ready to play Laverne. You know, it's they put a big block up. They've got some real big girls. So obviously we've got some things to do at practice to get ready to play against a big block. And Pipestone did the same thing to us last night, so that was nice, too. You know, we had preparation. But, yeah, no rest for the weary here. We'll rack, you know, get back in the gym here, get ready for Laverne, and head there. And then Saturday we'll head to the Jackson tournament all day. So a lot of volleyball in these last first 2 weeks of school here for these girls.
Yeah, I mean, better to get him out of the way now than having to wait until, you know, middle of October or early November, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, hey, if we're playing in early November, I'm happy. That means we're winning in playoffs.
All right, sounds good. Well, Coach, we'll let you take off, and we won't keep you any longer here. But we want to thank you for joining us here on KDOM Sports, and good luck on Thursday. We look forward to how that game turns out.
Great. Thank you, Eric.
All right, thank you. That was Coach Crystal Fass of the Windham Area Volleyball Program, and we'll continue on right after this on KDOM Sports.
AgPoint Solutions.
Hi, this is Matthew Adrian. We're proud to offer the latest technology available when it comes to your nutrient and biological needs. Let AgPoint Solutions help with your in-season tissue and soil testing.
507-832-0008.
Your full-service grocery store, Hy-Vee and Wyndham, invites you to shop from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Check out our full-service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
And that was Coach's Corner right here on KDOM Radio and KDOM Sports. We want to thank all the coaches for joining us here this evening. And as you heard, we will be covering Windham football tomorrow night as we are going to head up to Laverne as the Windham Eagles are taking on the Laverne Cardinals in not only a football matchup, but as well as a volleyball matchup. We'll have coverage of the football game on Hot Country 94.3. And once again, thanks to all the coaches who joined us here this evening. Coming up here in just a matter of moments, we're about 8 minutes away or so from the beginning of the Minnesota Twins pregame show. They're taking on a Kansas City in the second of a three-game series at Target Field. Game time is at 6:40, and we will talk with you next week on another edition of Coach's Corner on KDOM Sports.